Hey guys.
Hello.
Hey everyone. Let's give it a few minutes for folks to join. Looks like Florian won't be able to join us. Is Ingolf here? No, Ingolf. Julian, are you able to be scribe?
Yes.
Thanks, Julian. All right, it's 3 minutes after. Let's get started. Thanks, Julian, for being scribe. Maccabee, do you have anything for us from the CC?
Just briefly, they agreed on their new co-chairs. It's Paul Kloppenborg and Tom Kramer are going to be the CC chairs this week. And then there was some more discussion about the various proposals for development practices and community development and all those sorts of issues together, which they seem to be calling Folio Futures proposals, just as a grouping mechanism. They decided in terms of process that at the next community council meeting 2 weeks from today, they'll spend the full hour discussing the three or four, depending how you count, documents that are open right now, with brief presentations on each of them, and then discuss next steps and how to proceed on them. So I will certainly be there if other folks are interested. It would be a good and interesting meeting for others to attend as well if you're available. Jen, I saw you were at the community council meeting also. I don't know if there was anything you wanted to add.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Yep, that's all I have.
Thanks, Maccabee. PC, Todd, no meeting last week?
Correct. They
Okay.
took the week off.
Thank you. I don't, do we have a representative for the RMS group? Or do I heard maybe the group hasn't met in a while? Does anyone know?
Alameda, it doesn't look like you're sharing the meeting notes. It looks like there's something else on the screen. Just wanted to make sure you're aware of that. It says open sources software patch management.
Oh, interesting. Let me share again. Share to. What do you see now?
That's much better.
Okay, thanks for calling that out. Thought I did that before.
The RMS group did not meet today.
Okay. Thanks, Julian. Security team. That should be Craig or anyone else from there.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to report there. We started to pull together some charts and metrics to track the progress of not track progress, but track the number of open issues at various severities and everything, and also doing some cleanup and sneak for issues that we marked as not applicable and closed as won't do. We need to go through sneak and mark those as ignored so they're no longer being reported there. So we're doing some cleanup. I think eventually when we get a much better picture of where things stand, maybe we can start sharing some of that information here just for tracking purposes and awareness. But it's not ready yet.
Thanks, Craig. Anything from community-driven development?
So before we get to that, early adopters, yeah, the last meeting was on the 16th, so we meet every other week now. The spreadsheet is still up to date as far as I know. And the only outstanding thing that I'm aware of there is Shelley asked to be added to that meeting, so I pass that on to Peter Loico, who's running the meeting. I don't know if it's happened or not. I don't see her on the call here either, so I'll follow up with that later on.
Cool. Now, community-driven development.
I think the main update is what Abby said, that we'll be participating in that review of proposals with CC in 2 weeks.
Okay, you're really quiet, Jen, but I think you said you'll be participating in the review in 2 weeks. Thanks,
Sorry.
Jen. Yes, all right. Okay, upcoming meetings, today, the regular TC meeting. On Wednesday, we're going to have a dedicated discussion for evaluating existing modules. I would say I have minimal detail about that for now, but it seems Maccabee is crucial for that meeting. Maccabee, are you aware of that?
I'm not sure I am. Sorry. Could you I sorry, Alameda. Could you just backtrack on that for a second? I zoned out for like 30 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry.
Correct.
Yes,
Yeah.
that one. My bad. I couldn't tell which one to. I'm available and happy to talk through that one.
Okay. So you'll be able to make the meeting on Wednesday? Awesome.
Sorry, I just got back from vacation this weekend and I'm still jet lagged and catching up.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yes.
Still, maybe you were wishing you were at the beach still. Anyway.
Something like that.
Do we have anything we would want to discuss on the meeting on the 6th that is pressing? The breaking changes topic, I think that has been resolved. Jen sent out a communication saying the TC deliberated on it, and I forget his name right now, but that the PR should be approved, and there's going to be updates to documentation on breaking changes, and the person, for some reason, I can Mike Taylor, yeah, Mike Taylor agreed to allow the PR to go through. I don't know the current state of the PR, but that seems to be resolved. Does anyone know if there are any other points we need to discuss to that besides getting the documentation updated? My preference for that would be to not have a dedicated meeting for that, but to someone, me or Jen, will update that documentation and bring it up for review ra rather than working on it while we're on the call. Okay. We'll find a dedicated topic for discussion on that point offline. So far, from what I'm aware of, we don't need to do any more TC member orientation. Any of the new TC members, are there any details that you think you still want to know or something we should prepare for knowledge transfer? All right. I see your hands up, Maccabee. Go ahead.
Yeah, my hand is just up to suggest if we didn't already do it, which apologies if we did, it would be worth documenting the steps that Jen or whoever else just took over the last couple of weeks so that future chairs will be able to help future members onboard to Jira and GitHub and all the other platforms and Slack and et cetera.
That is a good suggestion. I'll write that down. Christy.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is directly related to onboarding, but it is directly related to me understanding my responsibilities going forward. And today's my first day back from vacation, so I'm still acclimating. I have a couple of questions. One is I had volunteered to be the liaison to the product council. I see that Todd is on here, so will Todd, as a representative of the product council, be reporting back in here, or will I, as the TC liaison to the product council, be reporting? How does that work?
I have a suggestion, but historically, does someone have any context on that?
Yeah, historically, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry, no, Christine would report out. Basically,
Okay.
usually the our liaison reports back.
Gotcha. So, Todd, if you don't mind, I would agree. I would like to have Christy there as well. And of course, Todd, you're always welcome to verify what Christy says. Maccabee, do you have your hands up again?
Yeah, I was just going to add for Christy's benefit and any other liaisons, my practice as our liaison to community council has been to sort of filter what I report to things that I thought this group would care about, because often there are long discussions at CC about things that are not, maybe interest to us individually, but not as members of the technical council. So that's part of the reason it probably makes more sense for like Christy to do the same from PC, although people may disagree on that approach.
No, thank you. That's good context. I actually do have one other question.
Go ahead.
I haven't had a chance to review the recording from the last meeting yet, or the last couple of meetings. Has there been a decision made about the WolfCon, the shoulder
Shoulder meetings.
meeting? Do we know what's going on there? So I just need to make my reservations, and I'm not sure what is on the docket for technical council at WolfCon.
I think it's somewhere below, but I'm not aware of any decision there. But we can certainly discuss that in the general section of the meeting. Jen, do you know if there are any decisions that have been made for that? Yeah, I think Jen is driving, so I hesitate to
Sorry, I am
have
driving,
her.
but I'm parking now for a second. My understanding is that there's not been like an official decision, but Jesse, who works at Cornell, told me to make my reservations as if there were going to be shoulder meetings, and that's what he had done as well. So I think people are anticipating that there will be shoulder meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy, for bringing up those questions. I see a bunch of topics here. Do we do should we discuss, or I guess I'm not sure what we'd want to do with this section. So I'm going to skip that for now and go
Oh.
to the next
Hold on.
items. Go ahead. Yes. Todd.
I think Wayne had his hand up first.
All right, go ahead, Wayne.
Is there typically a tri-council shoulder?
Wayne, are you talking? Okay, you're quiet.
He might be having audio problems. I thought I heard him.
Yeah, I thought I heard
Oh.
him too.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and hopefully you can sort those. Regarding shoulder meetings, the last time I talked with the technical or the product council people, the expectation was for product council anyhow, was product council in the morning and then the three councils meeting in the afternoon, or at least PC and TC in the afternoon. That's what I recall. Probably good for the chairs to get together and confirm.
I agree. I agree. We will look for more definite information for that. Wayne, how's your audio now?
In the chat, he wrote, "Is there typically a tri-council meeting?" And then, ah, yes, thanks.
Is there I would guess so at I'm not sure if at WolfCon specifically. Okay, Todd answered the question. Cool. And by your chat message, I will assume your mic is not great yet. But that's cool. Let's go to the TCR board. TCR 57. Julian is assigned to it. I'm supposed to be the buddy reviewer for this. He has pointed me to documentation for the evaluation. So I will be taking a look at that. I see some comments from Julian and the team responsible for the module. So it seems the evaluation is underway. The status would reflect that. Julian, any issues or anything we need to know about for this particular review?
Well, I've made it in the comments, but it will probably been resolved.
Okay. So it's going well.
Yes.
Awesome. And I too will review and ask you further questions. Maybe similar to documenting some new TC member onboarding. Maybe I would look to see if any more documentation other than what Julian sent me would be useful. And then TCR 58 is by Kevin for linked data RDF4LD. That's a long name. Kevin, is this what's the status on this?
It's ready for TC review, so I've moved it over to the under TC review. It passed the review.
Evaluation.
I would note that they put their self-review in the wiki. It would be easier if they followed the practice of striking things out rather than entirely deleting them for their self-review.
I see. Because I've not read the documentation, I don't know all parts of where that should be. Do you think that's something we should recommend they resolve or?
No, it's an inconvenience. It's something we should probably avoid going forward, but it's not a blocker.
Okay. Once I get up to speed, I can reach out to them just to, for future module evaluations, to resolve that. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Could we discuss? You said it's under TC review now, so I guess we should talk about this now. Someone help me here. Wayne, yes.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, quiet, but we can hear you.
Okay, I'll try to speak clearly. I wondered, you referenced, you said that you were confused about the module evaluation process or felt like there wasn't documentation. But I went through this with Kevin, and Kevin pointed me to a document. And I'm just wondering if this is not the right document. If I just put it in the chat now.
No, there is documentation. I was
Oh,
saying
okay.
I hadn't reviewed it.
Understood. Okay.
I hadn't reviewed it, and if there's any more documentation needed, I would highlight that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my observation was that, I mean, at least walking through it with Kevin, it seemed pretty right. I mean, there are always some things where you're like, well, I'm not sure exactly how to deal with this, but it seemed pretty clear. How to manage it. It seemed fairly well documented and easy to follow procedure.
Okay. Well, since you guys have reviewed the document, are you ready to talk about this evaluation here, Kevin, Wayne?
Sure. It's pretty much one of the, it's a library, so it's not as complicated as a module. So it's mostly checking the copyrights, making sure all the dependencies also comply with the copyrights, and mostly Apache. There was some weird thing with one of the modules. I think they mentioned in the self eval. That one is mislabeled copyright, but after going into the GitHub repository, it looks like I think it's an Apache or something similar, or MIT. I think both are acceptable.
Okay. And so no issues, and we're good to, let me open this document. Yeah, it'd be good for me to know the process when we're done with this.
So would it be, Jen, maybe you can, or people who have more history than me. I mean, do we typically just bring up the evaluation document that we completed and walk through it as a committee, or is that not something that we do as part of our process here?
Mark.
I mean, so typically the reviewer would share the document that the review that they prepared. We wouldn't normally go through each part of the criteria or each thing in detail. It's usually up to the reviewer to highlight anything that they think is important. This is especially relevant if they think that the criteria hasn't been passed. If they think the criteria has been passed, then there's usually not an awful lot to discuss.
Thanks for that context, Kevin.
And to follow up with Mark's for that, cl to clarify, there isn't anything notable to discuss. It seems to pass without any particular issues. Okay.
And I've pasted the link to the pull request in the chat as well, so people can review it at their convenience.
Understood. I was going to say, well, with the process, if there are no issues, do we go by unanimous, or lazy consensus on here, Mark?
It can be by lazy consensus. You can usually somebody starts there, and unless somebody raises something, we tend to go with that.
Okay. Kevin?
I wonder if we should just do a full vote as sort of a practice for the number of new people here.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Anyone disagree? Do we have quorum? Let's see. I still need to work out some voting kinks, but let's see. Josh, you're proxying for Shelley, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I see. Wayne, you're saying folks have not had the opportunity to review, so feels odd to vote. So you like the members to review and then vote, is that correct?
Well, at least to have more time than 30 seconds. I mean, than 30 seconds in the context of a meeting, right? I mean, or maybe this is okay because it's just a library and we accept the recommendation of Kevin and myself that it be accepted.
Yeah, it's more of the latter. If you felt there were some significant things to discuss, then you know we'd want to review. But since it seems cut and dry, and then you know doing a practice vote for the new folks, that's the essence here.
So would it be a convenient procedure to post this PR prior to the meeting that we're going to be voting on it? Just for future reference, is that typically what we've done, or do people like pay attention to GitHub notifications and say, oh hey, there's a PR in this? I mean, those can be hard to keep track of.
Someone with history able to answer that question?
Well, I'll jump in since my hand's up. So what I typically do is use the meeting notes, and we usually have the meeting notes created ahead of time, and you can go in and see what's going on there. And sometimes we bring up topics in the Slack channel. If you're new, I imagine I wasn't here for the onboarding, but I imagine everyone's in the appropriate Tech Council Slack channels.
I believe so. Maccabee?
Yeah, I was just going to add that it's actually not that common that we have all the boxes, you know, passing on the first time through, unless there's been already some dialogue with the dev team. So the issue of rushing the acceptance hasn't really come up, but it is certainly helpful when it's shared. If someone doing the review can share in the Tech Council channel, that it'll be ready for review at the next meeting. That is certainly helpful for giving other folks a chance to look at it, and especially then to focus on any of the things that were not checked. I think, as other folks have said, the fact that this is a library and not a module is probably, yes, a contributor to why it's less controversial, but there could still be problems, and it's nice to see that in this case there aren't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kevin.
And on that note, if we want to have the actual vote on this one, our next meeting, we can. I don't know if there's a rush on this one.
I don't think anything would be in that. Yeah, I'm good with voting next time. I was just made aware that this was ready as well. So yeah, we can do, you know, even though it's not controversial, next TC meeting on Monday, we will put it to a vote so that folks can have a chance to review some of the documents. All right. No subgroups, no RFCs, nothing to do for decision logs. Officially supported technologies. Let's see here. There was something confusing about this page earlier, and I'm trying to remember what it was. So is there anything we need to update for, I believe should be Umbrella Leaf? Yeah. Does anyone have any context for this particular review? All right, no context. I will go find out what's going on this section.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this tied to the development cycle for Umbrella Leaf? So that as we sort of follow development milestones, we need to move the recommendations from draft into different statuses.
My thinking is, it'd be good to know what is supported ahead of time rather than during development. But yeah, it, historically, I think it's worked out the way you've mentioned. So, but yeah, I just have questions to ask some folks. So, all right. General discussion. We talked about dev documentation visibility last week, Monday. And then, we have a note, maybe that should be our next dedicated topic on Sunday, say Sunday, on August 6th. I don't think there would be any pushback. I do want to source for more critical issues if they exist, but is anyone against having the dev documentation discussion on August 6th? All right. I will set it for that date in the upcoming schedule. And then, I had mentioned wanting to be part of this discussion. And Shelley too is as well. But there's some context here that you can read. But yeah, overall, we can have the dev documentation discussion on August 6th. Are there any other topics that we should discuss here? Alrighty. So I have a couple of action items for myself on some of the items in here. So I'll be working on that. If there's nothing else, I think we can call the meeting today. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you.